It's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
All right, once again, that's 877-711-5211 or ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com. Next question. Many years ago, my mom went on the grapefruit diet. I remember that she did lose some weight. Is there any science behind this diet, as I've heard more about it recently, the grapefruit diet? I do remember that. Actually, the grapefruit diet, if I remember right, has kind of been in and out of the news for maybe the last couple of decades. I don't really remember when it started, but I just noticed that it comes and goes, and does. I haven't heard about it recently. That doesn't mean that there aren't some people still trying it. So the grapefruit diet. So I had a good friend of mine, my colleague Malin Paws. She creates some of the content for the show. She's a writer for Life Extension. She did some research for me. And here's what she found. This was a now. There's not a lot. Here's the thing: there's not a lot of human. As a matter of fact, I don't think we found any human clinical studies with grapefruit diet. We found some animal model studies, so that's what we have here. But nothing in humans. So here's what this was published in the Public Library of Sciences, October 2014. So it was recent. So maybe it is coming. Maybe the grapefruit diet is coming back. So, in this study, mice were selected to receive one of the following, or a combination of these ingredients. So, they were given metformin, which is a diabetes drug, and or sweetened grapefruit juice, and or sweetened water. And then they were also given, I should say, and or naringin, which is a bitter extract from grapefruit. So here you had metformin, sweetened grapefruit juice, sweetened water, which is the control, and then a extract from grapefruit called naringin. Naringin. Maybe that's how you say it. Naringin. The grapefruit juice was given in two different concentrations. Weight, insulin and blood sugar levels were measured throughout the experiment, and the mice were fed a high-fat or low-fat diet. And then Malin wanted me to note that the grapefruit juice was sweetened because otherwise the mice avoided drinking it. That's funny. So they had to add sugar to make the experiment work. So that's kind of a confounding factor, isn't it? A little bit. They're having to add sugar, which is not maybe a great thing for a weight study. But anyways, that's what they had to do. Okay, here are the results from the study. Okay, the mice fed a high-fat diet and grapefruit juice, sweetened, experienced an 18.4% decrease in weight and a 13 to 17% decrease in blood sugar levels. Fasting serum insulin levels were 3 times lower than the baseline amount. That's pretty awesome. I mean, that's with some sweetened grapefruit juice as well. So the mice given the high-fat diet plus the grapefruit juice did pretty well. 18.4% decrease in weight. The fasting insulin levels of the mice on the low-fat grapefruit juice diet decreased twofold. Okay, so that's good. The grapefruit juice decreased blood sugar levels as effectively as metformin. And metformin is a great diabetic drug, by the way. Naringin lowered blood glucose and improved insulin tolerance, but did not have significant effects on weight loss. So that bitter extract from the grapefruit may be doing something with sugar and insulin, but not necessarily weight loss. So the study was funded. Now this is interesting. We got to throw this out there, right? So here you have a decent animal model, right? The mouse is a good animal model for humans. The white mouse, by the way, the brain chemistry of the white mouse is almost identical to that of humans. So it's really nice. So it's good. It's a good animal model showing some benefit in grapefruit juice, okay, to sugar, insulin, and weight. So that's pretty good. However, the study was funded by the California Grapefruit Growers Cooperative, showing a potential conflict of interest. However, other studies have shown the potential anti-diabetic and weight loss effects of grapefruits. That includes the Cardiovascular Journal of Africa, in October 2010 and the Journal of Medicinal Foods in 2006. So Malin does a great job, doesn't she, of summarizing all this for us. So there you go. So is there any science behind the grapefruit diet? Well, clinical human science? No, not really. I'd have to double check the studies published in the Cardiovascular Journal of Africa and the Journal of Medicinal Food to see if those were animal models or human. But my understanding was that basically these were animal model studies using grapefruit. So no, there's really not any human good clinical studies in humans showing the benefit of grapefruit to weight loss. However, we do have some animal models that do show some potential benefits. So maybe we should do some studies with the grapefruit diet in humans. Okay, thank you, Malin, for that. Let's go on to the next question. I was told that the traditional sources of omega-3s for vegetarians like flax may not provide EPA and DHA like fish oil will. If that's true, why? And what are my options? Interesting question, because this came up in a recent segment that I did with Dr. Bill Harris, who's one of the leading experts on omega-3 research. He's been studying omega-3s since the 1980s and published one of the first studies on the effects of omega-3s and triglycerides, those lipids in your blood. So, what he said I agreed with, and I've always taught, the vegetarian sources like flaxseed, chia seed, although those are wonderful and they have great oils and they're good for you, great antioxidants, they provide the shorter chain omega-3s. And in order to really benefit from omega-3s, you need the longer chain EPA and DHA. So if you're going to rely on a vegetarian source as your omega-3s, it means your body has to convert those shorter chain fats, polyunsaturated fats, into the longer chain ones, EPA and DHA. And your body can do that. It's just hard for it to do it. It just doesn't do it in any great amounts. As a matter of fact, here at Life Extension, we've used the Omega Score test, which is a test that looks at the fats in your blood. It's a finger stick. And we looked at vegetarian sources versus the fish oils themselves for improving EPA and DHA levels, and the vegetarian sources did not do very well because we just don't make that conversion. I mean, you can do it, but I think the better choice, if you are a vegetarian and you're wanting to continue or, you know, to take omega-3s, there are new algae sources. As a matter of fact, omega-3s are not made by the fish. They're not made by humans. The omega-3s are, these polyunsaturated fats are made in the plant kingdom, including the algae. So what happens is the algae in the oceans make the omega-3s. The fish eat the algae, and that concentrates the omega-3 in the flesh of the fish, and then you eat the fish. So, you know, knowing that that was the chain, the food chain there, companies have been isolating certain strains of algae that they were able to pull out the omega-3 from. So there are algae omega-3 products on the market now. So, and that should be okay if you're a vegetarian. They are a little bit more expensive. It takes a little bit more to pull the omega-3s out of the algae, but they are the longer chain EPA and DHA. This is a really good question because I've been in the natural medical field for a long time now, and a common question I get, and I still get it today, is fish versus flax. And I got to tell you, for providing the longer chain omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which have all the research, those longer chain omega-3s are the ones you want in your system. They're the ones that ease inflammation. They're good for your heart, good for your brain. The fish oils are better because they're providing those. You don't have to convert anything. The vegetarian sources, you have to convert those shorter chain omegas into the longer ones, and we just don't do that well. So the fish oil is better. So if you can't do it, you don't want to do fish because you're a vegetarian, try the algae-based omega oils. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.